People are talking about all the different celebrities that they're catching filming going into Trump Tower, I think is what where they're going. And, you know, spending time with Trump. And one of the interesting ones was Kanye West. I mean, you know, resident douchebag. But the funny part was when Hillary was running and paying Jay-Z, Beyonce, who's in bed with Kanye, basically. And, you know, paying them to say, oh, hey, I like black people, right?
Some of her friends are black.
Yeah, I got black friends. So then Trump gets elected. Well, lo and behold. Now, I don't know if this is Trump going, hey, black people, I'm with you. Or if it's just one of those.
I'm going to butter both sides of my bread.
Right. You know, I'll go listen to this idiot and then I'll look good.
He's gonna go to his party too.
Yeah. Do you remember when Kanye West said he was gonna run in 2020?
No, I did not know that.
He said that in a concert. I wasn't there.
I remember some other guy on some podcast.
I was on Brazzers. Oh, so he goes and visits Trump, and you know, look at it both ways. It's either hey, I've got black friends, guys, look, or. Kind of like you said, he's just doing it to do it.
And whether you like him or hate him, Trump, I mean, you better get used to him because that he's going to be here for at least four.
Speaking of Beyonce, a lot of Uber people got hit and now they're getting sued. Not necessarily with Beyonce, but a lot of Uber drivers, the employees have this thing that they call God mode and that you're not supposed to use it or anything like that. But if you're a user of Uber, they can kind of click on you and see where you're at, you know, where you checked in or if that app's running or whatever, they can see where you're at. And one of the high profile ones is a lot of Uber drivers kept looking at where Beyonce's at and then driving to see like, oh, you know, waiting outside this hotel or this restaurant or whatever.
But you don't have to get too close to her and you can still see her butt.
So Uber kind of got in some shit.
That's going to cost them.
Yeah. And another thing Uber's doing, I guess now, I don't know if it's in lieu of that or whatever, but now they're having like lights and stuff in their dashes, like different lights and like to say, hey, this is an Uber driver. So I guess you can be spotted when you're fucking creeping.
Well, I mean, we had that case where some girl got picked up. She thought it was an Uber driver and ended up getting assaulted.
Yeah.
That would cut down on that.
My bad. No. So now my question for you is if you were an Uber driver, who's a handful of women that you would use your God mode on?
Local.
Or, I mean, there's no one locally you'd want to.
Oh, there's plenty of women local. I love all the women of the Midwest. Except for
everyone.
Except for Kim.
Yeah. Hi.
Well, of course, if I'm out on the coast, I've got to keep up with my Scarlett Johansson. She just does something for me. I like her a lot. There's so many.
Start rattling them off.
That's right. First off, I can't imagine any of them are actually using Uber.
They do, though.
Oh, wow. I've never personally used it.
Did you see that Uber had the self-driving cars?
Yeah, they yanked all them.
Because it ran the red. It was just crushing people. Probably crushing Beyonce. It was probably a self-driving Uber that's like,
she's at the next block.
Probably tapped into God mode. Used its AI.
Some dude in one little room back there just jerking it, trying to get
in Beyonce.
I need a block from Beyonce.
But it's funny. They ran red lights, just start crushing people. You know, how weird would that be? You know, you're just driving, you just get T-boned to shit, right? And then you get out pissed off when I'm about to fuck that guy
up. I just need to get your license and registration, sir.
And there's no one there. And you're like, oh, this motherfucker ran off. Did John Jones hit me and just jet?
He'd getting blamed. Yeah. That's who I'm suing.
Yeah, I'm going after John.
Somebody with a little cheddar.
And then, you know, lo and behold, it's just, no one's driving that shit.
That's.
So, you know, it's
then
like,
you're making all kinds of cash.
Jim versus robot case for
add a zero to Judge Judy's case.
Did you see that the hunter, the trophy hunter, the guy that, you know, kills lions and all these?
Oh,
exotic
the dentist.
Yeah, well, I don't know what he was.
I thought he was a dentist.
He was in Italy.
He got in all that shit for killing a lion.
I don't know. It might be a different guy. Well, he was in Italy and he was hunting birds, and he was like 100 feet up, and he fell.
In a tree?
And now he went in a tree, fell in like a creek, a ravine. He is dead. So
and a bird has mounted him over this house.
He should. I think it'd be great, you know, like some kind of weird lion Snapchat where they're biting his head or something. See?
Told you I was going to eat your nuts.
So I think that was my ironic story of the year. You know, you're
it's called karma.
Billy Badass. You know, when you got your guns, but, you know.
Yeah, but he still works on you.
Can't take a bump, can you?
You got to slap the ground when you hit.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
We got to do this 8 more times this
week.
You got
to take a flat back.
That's right.
But, you know, which brings me to Christmas Eve, actually, here.
Oh, yeah?
And I don't live in a super rural area, but I'm not around.
No, it's semi-rural.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not around people, but, Christmas Eve, like midnight, 1 a.m. Christmas Eve. You know, Santa's supposed to be, you know, he's supposed to be on his way. But so we got awoken, and I went up to look at what was going on, and it was like a pack of like 4 four-wheelers with 2 people on each one just running up and down the streets, driving through our yards, driving through the fields and shit. And I'm like, you know, what do you deserve for this? Because it's trespassing, first of all.
Well, that's true. A stern talking to?
A stern talking to. Well, no. Brandon said a well-placed bullet would have stopped him. But.
Well, that's true. You could have, if you're a good enough shot, you could have just shot the front tire out and wrecked him.
Yeah.
But somebody gets hurt.
Oh, it's probably on you.
Yeah, I mean.
You know how many bodies can one man drag to the Missouri River?
From here?
Well, from here.
Quite a few. Back of your truck could fill up quick.
Yeah. I don't, you know.
I don't know. I
use some for, you know, kind of like sandbags.
The trick is to tie 2 of them together with 1 cinder block in the middle.
Yeah.
Drag them both down.
But, you know, it's almost one of those things. Did you just want to fire a shot to where they'd be like, oh, well, oh, shit. Maybe I shouldn't.
Get out of here. Yeah, but you could throw some of them there. They could come down and hit somebody anyway. Yeah,
bow and arrow.
They're probably not going to hear that. President. That's what I would do in Skyrim.
Trump's still president. People are still pissed. And the new thing is everyone's latching on to the Russian tampering and all these emails that got brought to light. And my thing is, and I think I brought it up to you before, if Russia brings to light certain things that are happening in this country, are they so wrong? Now, granted, tampering or hacking is wrong.
Well, hold on, though. It depends on, because the left is defining the release of the information as tampering with the election.
Mm-hmm.
You're letting one side define it, where most normal, rational people will look at the information and say, hey, you know what? This is stuff we probably needed to know about who we're going to elect for president and the people surrounding her.
Yes.
I just want to say this, and you know I agree with you mostly, but if the stuff that came out was making Trump unelectable and making Hillary electable, would you still feel the same way?
I would say information is free.
Okay.
Number one.
So if it came out, if it came out that he was emailing videos of him torturing children, that's what came out.
I would definitely say he's unelectable.
Well, I'm saying that the reason that they're so upset is because the information that got released was all one-sided.
Right. And, but maybe there's not another side to release.
The right is proposing. Yes. The right is proposing goes, well, see, they didn't release nothing on Trump because they either A, wanted Trump to win because he's going to be more friendly to deal with them business ways, or B, Trump didn't have any skeletons like that. His skeletons weren't so hard to find that everybody found them. The pictures of his naked wife and Trump just strikes me as a guy who says, yeah, I do this shit. So what? I'm rich. I can do that stuff.
To an extent. I mean, we have to hold our elected officials to a higher standard than what we would just a millionaire that lives down the street. We expect them to be a certain type of individual. But the thing here, the point of the entire story is that we don't know for sure if it was Russia. You have one source. Number one, first thing that happened was Washington Post reported it as one source that came out and said the CIA is saying it's the Russians that did it. Right. But they didn't name the source, which typically newspapers won't do that. But a lot of people were asking for more information, and it just wasn't provided. Well, what happens whenever the Washington Post provides the story? The rest of the people in the Associated Press are going to latch onto it. The LA Times, the Chicago Tribune, New York Times. They're all going to report the exact same story. So, boom, this thing explodes out into the information world with the quickness.
As fact.
Yeah, and it's written down as fact as Russia hacks the elections and Putin is behind it. But they had no discernible facts whatsoever to back up the story.
Yeah, they're using Washington Post as their source.
Yeah.
What when Snowden released all his stuff is definitely interesting, and I think we deserve to know it. Now,
yeah, it caused a deep divide because some people said he was a traitor because it released top secret information about clandestine operations that the U.S. was doing against other countries, but other people called him a patriot because it exposed the fact that our own country is spying illegally on its own citizens, which is not okay. We have Fourth Amendment rights, and they're going around this Fourth Amendment.
So it's literally just Hillary supporters still kind of butthurt in latching on to something.
And they're going to remain butthurt.
You can't just point out whenever the other side does something bad, but whenever your side does it, it's you know,
well, you can
you know, elections have consequences kind of argument.
On a global level, isn't that the same thing as them holding us accountable for what's going on in this country on a global level? Just like if we see them, you know, if they're running a concentration camps or if they're testing tear gas on their own people,
yeah.
We say, hey, that's not right. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Missiles.
So, well, that's right. So if we're doing something wrong, we got to be called.
Yeah. We just took pictures of China's boat with weapons on them and go, oh, you know, obviously it wasn't information they wanted us to know, but.
Right. But, well, look at what happened whenever Israel reelected.
Our hands in the cookie jar a lot.
Oh, yeah. But look at whenever Israel reelected Netanyahu as the prime minister of Israel. The U.S. was all over that election. We were meddling in their affairs pretty heavily, and it was widely publicized.
Yeah.
So I just find it kind of strange and hypocritical that they come back and say, oh, Russia hacked the election. Well, number one, we don't even know if Russia hacked anything. But number two, it wasn't even the election. They took information that's free, that should have been known by people, should have been known, and they released it and let the world see it. And it showed what a complete bunch of hypocrites and corrupt liars that people in Washington are.
Yeah.
If you turn the lights on, you're going to see the bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's going down to Antarctica, saying that there's a lot more going on than we've ever known in Antarctica. And some people have theories about Antarctica, real interesting theories. And Badger has some more on that. Brazzer.
People, John Kerry, the astronaut John Glenn, I believe the Pope has recently made a trip down to Antarctica. And all of us are kind of wondering, well, certain people are kind of wondering, you know, what's going on down there where it would actually take world leaders to go down to this inhospitable landscape where there's literally nothing going on. And I know there's a lot of YouTube videos out there on it. I believe that back in the 1940s, late 30s, early 40s, the German Nazis were actually building bases down in Antarctica because they believed it would be easy ways to conduct air raids and just places that other armies wouldn't want to go to attack.
Right.
So I believe that they found some expeditions have found some information regarding Nazi bases down there. But then the other side of it is there's some people believe in this theory called Hollow Earth, which actually states that there is no core of the Earth. It's actually hollow, and there is another type of species or some kind of subhumans that live inside the Earth and have a thriving community. And it's very strange, very interesting.
And very old. Edmund Halley put forth this idea in 1692 of the hollow Earth, the Earth consisting of a hollow shell about 800 kilometers thick and two inner concentric shells in an innermost core, about the diameters of the planets Venus, Mars, and Mercury. And they have separate atmospheres separating each shell.
What a shitty way to get to it, though. You got to go to Antarctica. They don't
want everybody there.
Well, yeah, but you know, sometimes when you pick that quest in Skyrim that's on the northern end, and you're like, oh, fuck.
Fast travel, baby.
Yeah, but if you haven't found anything? Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Walk it.
Well, I guess.
Give me a horse.
Never used a horse.
Nah. What was the astronaut? Who's the astronaut Brazzers. That just died here recently?
God dang it. It's the first one on the moon. Yeah. Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong?
Was it Neil Armstrong?
No, it was John Glenn.
It was John Glenn, yeah.
There were one of them that was one of the first that landed on the moon was recently down there within the last year or so.
Yeah, he got shipped back from there because he had...
He had a medical emergency.
Yeah.
But he also released some very cryptic tweets about something that was down there. Like he said, it's true and it's evil. Or something like that. Nobody really knew what he was talking about. And it came right around the time
Brazzers.
That he was down there. Yeah, Brazzers.
You know, that is interesting. They've sent people down there before to try to like build communities and try to get something going. I mean, literally all they can kind of do is tents and their supplies of air tanks and shit that they bring with them.
Man, it's just so cold and so inhospitable. I don't know anybody that would want to go and live in Antarctica. I mean, you can't grow anything.
Man, but it's true and it's evil.
Well, I was stuck in a hospital room for a month. And I started watching this show called Alaskan People Who Live In... It's about people who just live in Alaska.
I could have sworn you were going to say Brazzers.
Alaskan Brazzers.
It's called Inuit.
Yeah.
But anyway...
Into it.
But one of them is a lady that lives like 300 miles above the Arctic Circle. She's a scientist, and she flies up there, and she stays by herself, and she can do engine repair and all of her stuff.
They only let certain people up there now.
Yeah, I mean, she was standing on a barrel in one of the episodes I watched and trying to loosen one of the wires so she could get power to their discs and her dish so she can take weather readings. And, meteorological data, and she fell off the barrel, broke her leg, and had to fly her plane back down to civilization with a busted leg. I mean, it takes a different brand of people to want to live in that.
Well, it's something every day. You know, they say some of the people have to worry about bears because bears are attracted to one of the only, you know, if bear's going to see food... It's going to go because it might not necessarily see food for a while, right?
That's true.
So.
Especially if they come out of hibernation.
They don't have bones, so they don't care about your guts.
Well, so, yeah, the Antarctica thing. I mean, the Hollow Earth thing, that's a little fucking wacky, but the bases could very well be true.
I think it's recorded fact that several expeditions went down there to find these bases.
I think... Peter Jackson lives in the second shell, and that's where he's doing the Hobbit movie.
Middle Earth?
Middle Earth.
Tupac's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You good with that?
Gonna change the name.
To what?
T to the Music Hall of Fame.
I mean, but why do they do this?
I don't understand, because they want black people to come to Cleveland and visit their stuff too. All right, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, let me start by saying this. It's a scam. It's not there to pay homage to the great bands and singers and musicians of rock and roll. It's a tourist attraction for the city of Cleveland, and they pick people who they think will bring in more revenue to their site. It's like saying that Worlds of Fun is the Roller Coaster Hall of Fame. They're picking stuff to bring in people.
Yeah, so like NWA was last year. Tupac's going to be this year.
Also this year is Joan Jett. I really don't have a problem with. She was one of the first female rock stars. Joan Baez. She's a folk singer from the 60s and the 70s. ELO, they were a different brand of rock, more progressive, but they were all right. Journey certainly deserves to be there. But which incarnation are you getting? Are you going to get Steve Perry there? Or are you going to get Arnel Panetta, the little Filipino YouTube singer that they brought along to take his place? Pearl Jam, Seattle Rockers, I got no problem with them. Tupac Shakur, and then yes, Ultra Prague. I'm really not a big Yes fan. I got a couple of Yes albums, but
so why do they just randomly throw in these rap groups?
Because they want black people to come to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they want to be more inclusive of other mediums, and they are trying to recognize how black music influenced rock music. Without the blues and the southern blues, there wasn't going to be Elvis Presley and that sound that came out of the Memphis area.
All right, a lot of people at the beginning of the year have resolutions. I never really look at years as beginnings and ends to me. I just kind of go week by week, so I don't really have resolutions like that. But MTV put out this video on white men revolution or resolutions, and because revolutions would be way different.
they're trying to get away from those
because we're having those right now. But so it's white man resolutions, and it is crazy liberal talk out of this world, and it's the new thing is they're trying to turn, I guess, what would it be, white privilege into white guilt is what they call it. I've never been like, man, this is a fucking privilege, baby. But they really, a lot of what's going on right now is to do the white guilt thing. And this video, if you want to go look at it, you just got to search MTV white man resolutions. But it is sickening to listen to these young kids who couldn't have stepped into the real world for very long.
I don't understand. White privilege is basically the fact that throughout our history, all the laws have been written by rich white men because they were the rich white landowners or the men of wealth in this country. And they made the laws so that they were geared to be in their favor. I understand that. Cue it up to year 2016. The new laws aren't being made to make white people's lives easier. The new front is the gay population, the transgenders, the attacks on their freedoms as far as being able to be married. As simple as that.
You're lumped into class now, whether you think so or not. I mean, it's poor, middle, wealthy. If you think rich black people are treated like poor black people or rich white people, it's not even close.
No, I mean, just because.
And get this, rich black people are treated better than middle class white people.
It happens. The only color that really gets paid attention to the time is green.
Yeah. But this video, if you want to go look at it,
it's sickening.
this kind of goes into, I just smartened John up on the, is it called the white guilt box? No, safety pin box. Safety pin box. And what is it? Yeah. You pay $100.
For their premier box, it's $100 per month. And that $100 goes to take care of the two women who created it and some random black women. And it helps give them money so they can pay their bills and stuff. And it teaches you the correct way to conduct yourself when handling black people.
Yeah, they have like assignments. Like how you should talk to elderly black people in general. And it just kind of gives you, you know, assignments and checklists. My God.
How to avoid. I don't want homework for my daily life.
Yeah, you pay $100, you get some homework to know how to treat black people.
How
fairly.
About just be a decent human being? That's the way I try to do it now. I try to be a decent human being. I try not to be offensive. I try to be considerate of whoever I'm speaking with.
I just go opposite end of the spectrum.
Balls deep.
I'm not going to respect any of you people.
Brazers.
Except for Brazzers. But, you know, when's it getting too far? You know, I don't have, you know, I have to check probably my Grand Wizard's website or whatever, but I don't know if they have a white privilege box that I can.
Socially is pendulum. And if you swing it too far one way, there's going to be a swing back the other way. I just think everybody, white, black, brown,
gays.
Yellow,
you gotta lump gays.
Gays.
Yeah.
All everyone, just quit.
Kill yourself. Wait. He's formulating a thought.
I am formulating a thought, and it wasn't go
was
to the
Googling
Netherlands.
Something.
He was going to the Netherlands. Let's all think of ourselves as Americans. And try to do what's best for Americans.
It would work out a lot better.
It would work out a lot better. It would create more unity and less diversity.
Yeah. Do you think other countries look at our splintering and think that that's not a weakness? Because it is.
It is.
When you can use our races or our, I guess, our sexual preferences, which mine is Brazzers. But it's just other countries, they don't go through this. Now, they don't really tolerate it either, but be happy that you can even say this stuff.
Right.
Because, my God, that Russian white privilege bar, whatever, you know.
It'd be like having the Syrian women's box.
Yeah.
Do you think that would be allowed for you to say, hey, those women can do whatever they want because, by gosh, they're women and they're people too. And although that's true, they can get their head cut off for looking at their husband the wrong way.
On a brighter note, ladies, I have this article I read about the penis bone.
Oh.
Yeah. And
sure, it was an article. It was an instruction pop.
It was on Brazzers. So I took some notes.
It was the first thing that came out of the box.
This is on my Brazzers mystery box. But so
I'm paying $100. I'm getting a hard on.
So even though we call them, we call them erections, you know, bone. We call erection boners, but there's no bone in there, ladies. I don't know if you've really felt around on that thing. But I guess basically what they're saying is, you know, a couple million years ago there was.
Yeah.
And
well, a couple million years ago, we weren't asking for have sex with the women.
No. Monogamy, they said, has basically, you know, evolved into not having a bone. And, you know, scientists said that there's no pressing need because there isn't competition. Back in the day, you would have to, I guess, fuck for hours to get your mate to show, hey, I can last for hours. Nowadays, a typical erection to ejaculation is under 2 minutes, you fucking whores. All right? That's just what we have to work with. This isn't Brazzers, you fucking bitches.
I just think that women need to start working on different goals in sex.
Less than 2 minutes. I didn't say 2 minutes. I'm talking less than. the average duration.
You need to work on your times, ladies.
To ejaculation for males, human males, less than 2 minutes. Not my problem. This is science.
If you can't get done in the same time I can, then I won. It's a race. It's a race.